This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at how Wisconsin responded to the decision out of Ferguson this week not to indict Officer Darren Wilson for killing Michael Brown. We'll talk to a couple of organizers of rallies in Milwaukee and Madison. First, it's time for a holiday weekend edition of our weekly check-in on the news from around the state. WPR News Director Michael Leland joins us now. Michael, welcome back and happy day after Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Black Friday to you.
Well, the biggest news nationally this week, the grand jury decision to not indict a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, echoes here in Wisconsin. What's been some of the reaction here in the state?
Yeah, there have been a number of protests, nothing certainly on the level of what we've seen this week in Missouri, but there have been a few protests that are highlighting things sort of related to what happened in Ferguson. In Milwaukee, there were a couple of protests this week focusing attention on a police shooting of a mentally ill man in a downtown park this past spring. Chuck Quirnbach reported that on Tuesday evening, about 150 people gathered, including Maria Hamilton. Her son, Dontre, was the man that police shot to death last April. She's calling on Milwaukee County's DA to file criminal charges against the officer who killed Dontre. That officer was fired last month for not following proper protocol and how he approached the situation with Hamilton.
And we'll cover that a little more on Central Time on Monday. How about outside of Milwaukee as far as protests and reactions went?
Yeah, also a Tuesday in Madison, about 250 people were marching downtown. They were focusing their attention mainly on the county's consideration of a new county jail. The protesters were saying there are already too many African Americans in jails and prisons, and they're demanding that no new jail be built in Dane County. They're also calling for more to be done to address disparities between whites and African Americans when it comes to things like education, income, and access to services.
And then anything going on outside of our two biggest cities in the state?
Yeah, over at UW-La Crosse, a number of people took part in a march also. Again, on Tuesday, they marched from the UW campus to the La Crosse police station. Maureen McCollum followed that protest march. She said most of the demonstrators appeared to be college students. Some of them said that people need to stand up to social inequalities. Others were sharing their own stories of discrimination.
Okay, a story I'm sure we'll both be following
Absolutely.
Out in the weeks to come. And speaking of stories we're going to be watching for a while, the state budget, of course, a big part of at least the first half of next year. That's the marquee big-ticket item for
exactly.
a state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing requests from state agencies. The one that seems to be getting the most attention so far comes from the Department of Transportation.
Right. Department of Transportation is proposing increases in taxes and fees by about $750 million in the next two-year budget cycle. It's not going over very well in some circles. The department says it needs these increases to help fill a projected shortfall in the state's transportation budget. It would include a tax on new vehicle purchases and a higher gasoline tax.
So who is responding to this budget? Who's not happy about what they're hearing?
Largely business groups. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has lined up against the proposal. National Federation of Independent Businesses, as well as the Wisconsin Auto and Truck Dealers Association. They're saying it's clear the state needs more money for transportation, but higher taxes and fees may not be the best way to get it. Of course, there are people who support it. They include local governments and the road building lobby.
Now, there's a particular bit about hybrid cars, I understand.
Yeah, this is a report we get from Chuck Quirnbach this week that hybrid car dealers and people who own the cars don't like this proposal either because it would call for a $50 annual fee on gas, electric hybrids, and electric vehicles. Of course, these cars get much better gas mileage, or mileage rather, than a lot of gas or diesel-powered vehicles. So, in effect, their owners are paying less in fuel taxes.
This is not coming from the governor directly. This is the executive branch, but it's the Department of Transportation. Have we heard from the governor himself on this proposal so far?
Not a lot. He has said, not said a lot specifically about the proposal, although he has pointed out that significant changes are likely before he creates his proposed budget and introduces it this winter and also before the legislature approves a final budget. So a long way to go on this.
A lot of room for lobbying, a lot of room for potential changes there.
Exactly.
Well, we are seeing, we're in the midst now, right, of another open enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act. Some call it Obamacare. What is it looking like this year, especially as compared to the first go-round?
Well, that began on Saturday right there. And you might remember that last year enrollment got off to a real rocky start. The healthcare.gov website that the federal government runs where people can go and look at plans available to them and buy coverage was not working well. It was overwhelmed by the number of people people who tried to sign on. That's not happening this year. Glitches are far fewer. Wisconsin, of course, is one of the states where if you want to sign up for care under the Affordable Care Act, you go to the healthcare.gov site. The one thing that is a concern this year is that people who don't have coverage or need to change their coverage might miss the enrollment window. It's only open until February 15th. That's a little bit less than last year. And people who want their coverage to begin with the new year have to enroll or change their plans by December 15th, so barely 3 weeks away.
And I know in the last enrollment period, there were some efforts to get the word out about who's eligible, how they sign up, when they need to do it by. Are we seeing any effort like that this time around?
Yeah, a few dozen organizations, a lot of the same ones who were involved last time. They're trying to raise awareness of the open enrollment period. There have been some public pushes, especially in Madison and Milwaukee, reminding people who bought health plans through the website last year that they should look and see what's available for the next year, because some plans have changed a bit. Some of them are more expensive. Federal subsidies have changed. And also the government's fine for not having health insurance is going to be higher next year than it is right now. Basically, that fine is more than tripling to about $325. Again, that depends on the person's income.
Do we have a sense on how many people got involved in the program, signed up last time around?
140,000 roughly in Wisconsin got insurance through the site last year. It's not clear how many are going to renew or sign up for insurance this time around, but again, they have until February 15th to do it.
All right. Well, some more numbers to watch, numbers that haven't been making me happy so far, I'll be honest, are weather here in Wisconsin. My perception, I think the fact probably backing me up, is that this has been a cold month.
As usual, your perception is accurate, Rob. You're not imagining it. This November has been colder than average, colder than most of them. National Weather Service says even with the warm-up we're expecting this weekend, this is going to end up among the 20 coldest Novembers for Wisconsin since they started keeping records more than 100 years ago.
Right. And what was it last week? Right? That was cold.
Very, very cold. Last week, the highs were averaging about 15 degrees below normal. And, of course, it did get cold this week. Wednesday night and Thursday morning, some records were set. Rhinelander had a record low of minus 11 yesterday. Antigo was 13 below. So the cold continues. But again, this is just the way it's going this month.
All right, that's the cold side of our premature winter here. How about the snowfall side of things?
Yeah, it has been higher than normal. The state is pretty much under snow, except for far southeast Wisconsin. And it's been falling at a greater rate than it has in past years. Madison and La Crosse have gotten about 8 inches of snow so far this season. Normal would be about 3.5 inches by this time. Wausau is already up to about 20 inches this season, where the normal should be about 7 by this time. Some areas closer to Michigan's UP, maybe you've seen the pictures on Facebook and other places, they're measuring snow in feet. Northwest Wisconsin is the one part that is close to normal. Most of that region has gotten about 15 inches, according to the National Weather Service, which is about normal for this point in the season.
And that's plenty for
yep,
them.
Yeah, that is plenty. And more to come. Of course, there were some areas, even in the northwestern part of the state, Washburn, Burnett, Bayfield, Ashland counties, where they've gotten, more than 20, 25 inches of snow. So, winter's off to an early start and doesn't necessarily mean that the rest of the winter is going to be like this, but it's in November to remember.
The weather is kind of news right now. What are we looking at this weekend?
It's going to warm up a bit. 30s and 40s this weekend, so there will be some melting most likely, and then the colder air returns next week.
We've talked some on the show about whether people like winter in Wisconsin. We've definitely had a split down the middle. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people are worried about another October to April winter. Do you appreciate our winter months, Michael?
I was out cross-country skiing in the Arboretum here in Madison yesterday. It felt like Christmas morning to me.
That's great. I've got to start doing stuff like that to up my appreciation for the season. Michael, thanks as always.
Happy to be here.
That was WPR News Director Michael Leland joining us for our weekly news roundup.